Some sports not only require thousands of hours of training, they also require a hefty financial investment. For those who run Alaska's famous Iditarod, it is a part of their life. We visit with one of the state's most well-known mushing families on today's edition of the American Countryside. As Barb Reddington well knows, the Iditarod is a race you run because you love the sport, not because you think you'll get rich.
The entry fee now is $4,000, and the purse pays to the top 30. For instance, the winner receives $69,000 plus a $40,000 pickup truck. In essence, you're just getting some of your money back. They say it takes about $40,000 to be able to get ready to prepare and run this race.
Barb's husband and sons have all run the race multiple times. Their kennel houses some of the premier canines to traverse Alaska.
One of the dogs that we have here is littermate, sold for $6,500, but we've been offered $5,000 for a dog. His brother has been offered $10,000 for a dog, and his wife said that's when two fools met.
Barb knows mushing very well. She says mushing to her is just like people in the lower 48 being around cars all of their life.
I come from a Eskimo village near Nome called Unalakleet. About 800 people live there. The snow drifts get as high as houses there. But growing up in Unalakleet, my grandfather had sled dogs. And it was his winter transportation, and he delivered mail by dog team in the early years here in Alaska. The farthest he had to go was 90 miles.
Barb's 4-year-old granddaughter recently completed a one-dog, half-mile-long race. So mushing is already a way of life for another generation of the Reddington family. Traveling the countryside in Wasilla, Alaska, I'm Andrew McCrae.